Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gaslamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Santa Anita Handicap edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined in just a second by my regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. And at Santa Anita today, an 11-race card that features the Santa Anita Handicap that goes as race 10 on that 11-race card. Also, we've got the Grade 1 Beholder Mile, the Grade 2 San Felipe for three-year-olds with Kentucky Derby qualifying points, and the Grade 2 Kilroy Mile on the grass. So a lot of great stakes action today at Santa Anita. Again, an early first post time. And looking forward to seeing, you know, kind of a different version of the Santa Anita Handicap that we've been used to seeing through the years. And Bob Ike, let me bring you in. First of all, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, John. How are you today?
Doing fine. Before we talk a little bit about Santa Anita Handicap now and in the past, let's get an update. Earlier this morning, I had heard that training was put on hold due to the high winds at Santa Anita.
Yes, I live pretty close. I'm a few miles away. It was windy this morning. I'm looking out the window now. It's pretty much died down. Training was canceled. The checks that came from the racing office also said racing would go on. I don't think racing is in any jeopardy today. These winds are going to die down. It's going to be high 70s. I think it'll be a great day for racing.
Well, Bob, growing up in Southern California, it wasn't the Kentucky Derby that made me a racing fan. It was the Santa Anita Handicap. Growing up through the years, in the wintertime, racing in Southern California was really the feature throughout the nation. You had horses coming from the East Coast to the West Coast for the wintertime. The Santa Anita Handicap had all kinds of different, head-to-head matches, East and West, and major handicap horses. Kentucky Derby winners were coming back. And it really was just a superior race to me, and it's a very fond race in my heart. How about yourself?
Same, John. You look back, I'm looking out the past winners, so many Hall of Fame horses. And, you know, you can go back to 1940 when Seabiscuit finally won the big cap. Through the years, as you mentioned, so many great horses, Hall of Fame horses. You just go through the list of the 70s, horses like Ak-Ak, Cougar, Vigors, I know one of your favorites, Affirmed and Spectacular Bid in back-to-back years, John Henry, Bates Motel, the list goes on and on, John, Best Pal in the 90s. Now, obviously, the race, you know, isn't what it used to be. You can look back over the last number of years, and it's not the headliners like we used to get. The purse money is way down. At one point, it was a $1 million race. Now it's just $300,000. And in this year's edition, you know, we've got a couple scratches in here. Skippy Longstocking didn't make the trip, and Westwood, it was announced, will scratch. So we're down to a field of five today. Only one of these five has even won a graded stake in its career, and that's Getaway Car as a two-year-old. So that's the negative. It's not a real strong field. The positive, John, if you're betting on the race or if you're using this race in your rolling plays, you could make a case for just about anybody. I think all of them have positives in here, and all of them have some knocks as well.
You talked about a period that I thought was when the Santa Anita Handicap was at its pinnacle, and that was a five-year period from 1977 to 1981. The winners of those five races were Crystal Water beating Fallow Rocky and Steve Cotham by a nose, Vigors, the big white horse, from dead last over a slow track, which we will never see again in Southern California, a real deep, muddy track, and he came from out of the clouds to win. The next year, we saw the Kentucky Derby in 1979. Affirm comes back as the Derby winner to win the Santa Anita Handicap. The very next year, probably the best horse I've ever seen run in person, 1980, was Spectacular Bid over Flying Paster. And then you have John Henry winning in 1981. What a roll call that is. The handicap started to lose a lot of luster around the turn of the century in 2000. Once Maidan City and you know, the Dubai World Cup began with all the money on the line there, and then you had the Don Handicap at Gulfstream Park turn into what is now the Pegasus World Cup, and there was a lot of money spent out there in Gulfstream to build up that big day. And most recently, now we have, in Riyadh, we have the Saudi Cup, which is a $20 million race. So it's kind of just run over the top of the Santa Anita Handicap. But despite all that, Bob, it's still a very special race to me. And I agree with you. It's a five-horse field. I think this race could go any number of ways. And I think the mile and a quarter is a question mark for most of these horses.
I think so, John. And even after the turn of the century, as you mentioned, we still had Lava Man as a two-time winner, Game On Dude, a three-time winner, a horse that I thought was one of the best horses that I've seen, and I think he was incredibly underrated and ended up dying of colic. But that was Shared Belief, who won in 2015. So I think there's still some life in this race. John, I go back, and we're going to ask all of our guests what our favorite big cap was, and I kind of go back to when I first started and, you know, getting involved in this sport professionally. My first big cap from the press box was 1985, and that was a historic day because Bill Shoemaker rode Lord at War. He was the first jockey to go over $100 million in earnings with that win, And, John, get this. The on-track crowd that day was over 85,000. We'll never, ever see that again. It was an incredible day. And I'm thinking a lot about Jeff Siegel today because he's got a horse in the third race that he owned named Serpent USA. And I was right next to Siegel in the press box that day, and he was shouting and screaming at the top of his lungs, "Little Bill, Little Bill." He was trying to get Shoemaker and Lord at War home. So that was just, you know, even though we're going back over 40 years now, an incredible memory for me. And sometimes when you first start out, those are the ones that are most memorable, John.
Well, you mentioned Jeff Siegel, and, you know, he won this race. And how about
yes,
that?
He did.
Yes, he did. With Martin Pedroza, he won this race with a big long shot trained by none other than Julio Canani. And you talk about, you know, you didn't have to watch the race. You just watched Siegel and Canani, and that's the show.
Yeah, that was Marshall Law at 89. I actually wasn't at the track that day. I was down at the Del Mar simulcast facility. But I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I think Marshall Law was 50-1 that day. I know Canani did not want to run him in the race. He was muttering all race, all week long, "Why they make me run this horse in here?" And, of course, afterwards, Julio took all the credit. But that was a great experience for those guys as well.
It absolutely was. So, you know, one of the races we're going to have a close eye on today is the San Felipe. It's the return of Brandt, who finished third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Kentucky Derby qualifying points are on the line. Let's talk about there were three major preps last week, and we saw Commandment win at Gulfstream Park in the Fountain of Youth. In the Rebel at Oaklawn Park, we saw Class President hold on by a nose over Silent Tactic. And the Wood Memorial was a one-turn mile that I'm not sure was at the same level. Who impressed you the most out of those Derby preps from last Saturday?
Well, John, last year we saw Sovereignty win the Fountain of Youth on his way to winning the Derby and going on to be Horse of the Year. I thought that was the strongest prep race, and I think two really, really good horses come out of that race. The winner was Commandment, and he is now 3-for-4 for Brad Cox. And he has gradually stretched out in distance each time he handled the two turns. He was a dead game winner. But I'll tell you what, the second time starter trained by Bill Mott named Chief Wallaby, who was only coming off his maiden win, stretching out from 7 furlongs, trying turf and stakes horses in his second start. I thought he ran equally as well. He may have more upside. And, John, I'm putting those two in my bingo squares right now as my early Derby picks. And I'm not going to be too surprised if Bill Mott wins the Kentucky Derby 2 years in a row. I love the way Chief Wallaby ran that day in his second start. Tons of upside. And going to Oakland, that was a solid race, the Rebel. I mean, no knocks there. Class President was ultra game. It looked like he was going to get passed by Silent Tactic, dug in, got the win. Both those horses were well clear. It was a good, solid race. But in my opinion, the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream was just a better race. And when you go to the New York preps, John, they just have not been relevant in so long now. Chad Brown's horse was the winner, but I was not overly blown away. So right now, unless I see something really special coming out of California, I think these Florida two, Commandment and Chief Wallaby, are the early favorites in my opinion.
Well, the numbers kind of point that direction. I think the buyer speed figure for the Fountain Youth winner Commandment was at 100. So they're getting the numbers they need to get into that position for the Kentucky Derby. So we'll be following those. We'll keep an eye on the horses today in California. Also, the Tampa Bay Derby, a major Derby prep race today. So we'll get an idea what's over there on the other side of western side of Florida, and that'll be a fun race to watch today. They had some rain last night at Tampa Bay. Racetrack is good. The turf is listed good. They're off the turf for race 5 there, and there's a lot of time between now and post time when they could get back to fast on that main track. Bob, let's do a little bit of handicapping. I know you did the card today. Let's get an update with the National Horse Players Championship next week in Las Vegas. I know you're part of that, so give me an update on what you're going to be doing as far as putting out your sheet, and let's get a handicapping selection from you today.
Okay, I put out my sheet today, John. I will not put it out tomorrow, early trip out to spring training. And then I'm not going to be doing a sheet next week when I'm in Vegas for the NHC. I want to have full concentration on those NHC races. So today will be my last sheet for a couple weeks. Races 7, 9, and 11 are my best plays today. You know, it's still the big cap card, John. There's still plenty of betting opportunities. I put $150 into the late pick 5, and I'm going to go ahead and use that 7th race, which is my single, to kick things off in the late pick 5. Not a big price, but I like number 1, Mo Sasha, who's 2-1 on the morning line. I thought this filly ran super first time out. She did not break well. She kind of lagged, came with an outstanding run to finish second to her stablemate, Counterbalance, also was trained by Michael McCarthy. Now, the rail is a concern and the slow start's a concern. You don't want that to happen again. But I think this filly really has some big kicks, and hopefully she can overcome those couple obstacles, mainly drawing the rail. You get J.J. Hernandez to ride back. So it's a pick 5 single for me. I don't expect a big price in here, but I think the other races you can spread it and catch something. So 7th race, my radio play, number 1, Mo Sasha, 2-1 on the line. And John Lindo, you were busy today. You put out the Lindo Report. You've got coverage from Santa Anita to coast to coast. You also, I think, did the Tampa Bay late pick 5 down there for their big card. And you gave us a winner in Seen by Me last Saturday at $7. So your Lindo Report, always available at the South Point. We want to get that number out there with March Madness right around the corner. And then let's get your radio play as well, John.
Well, the number at the South Point is 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how you can get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. You've got March Madness with the free viewing parties out there. And you know, Bob, how much fun those first couple of weekends of the NCAA men's basketball tournament are. So make your plans to get out to the South Point for that. As far as a radio play for me, Bob, I'm going to go to the Kilrow Mile. That's race number 9 on the card. You've got need to lead horses like number 6, Mibago. And then you've also got number 5, Cabo Spirit, some other horses that like to be near the front, like Final Boss. It really sets up for somebody from off the pace. I'm going to take a shot with number 2, Al Menderes from the Phil D'Amato stable. Not a horse that wins a lot of races, but he's never going to get a better pace scenario than he is today. He'll sit inside from post number 2 and work away to the outside, hopefully, and make the last run. Tyler Gaffalione is listed as the jockey. He took off the last 2 races yesterday at Gulfstream Park with a pinched nerve. I do not know yet if he has made the trip to California. We'll try and update that during the show. We'll see. If not, if we know who the replacement rider is, we'll update that as well. But in race number 9 today, number 2, Al Menderes in the Kilrow Mile. That's for me at Santa Anita. Let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Bob Mazursky, and we'll also talk to Bruce Finkelstein out in Las Vegas. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app.
Fans, a tremendous day of racing excitement and entertainment await you here at the Great Raceway, Santa Anita Park. Look at the racing lineup. We have 11 big races and 4 big stakes races highlighted by the Big Cat presented by Yamaha Casino and Resort at San Manuel. My favorite race today is the San Felipe, pitting So Happy against Brandt. That race is going to be a humdinger. And to attack those races, we have a tremendous wagering menu that includes the retail-only first coast-to-coast pick 5, a $5 late daily double, a $3 all-turf pick 3, and a $3 late pick 3, all with a low 15% takeout. Don't forget the very popular $2 traditional pick 6. To enhance the big day, we have a Big Cab hat giveaway for our first reward members, a family fun zone in the infield all weekend long, and the ever-popular Fiesta Santa Anita with great food, music, and my favorite, Lucha Libre. For all the details, go to santaanita.com today. Come out to the Great Raceways.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owner's premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred LA. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And I remind everybody that 11 race card today at Santa Anita has an early first post time, 12 noon today. And with the daylight savings kicking in tomorrow, remember to turn your clocks ahead tonight. First post on Sunday will be 1 p.m. So 12 noon today, 1 p.m. tomorrow. Well, Bob Ike, before we get started with Bob Mazursky, let's talk about this week's Cowbred of the Week.
Cowbred of the Week will be Proof He Rides, who beat mid-level allowance turf sprinters by open lengths last Friday. Proof He Rides is by Idiot Proof out of the Tis Wonderful Mare Ride the World, was bred by Victory Rose Thoroughbreds, is owned by MRP Racing Stables, and is trained by Jeff Mullins. The 8-year-old gelding picked up $42,600 for the win, plus a cowbred owner's premium of $12,780 for a total of $55,380. He now has 10 wins from 20 lifetime career starts and career earnings of nearly $389,000. John, want to mention Love Sick Blues was named Cowbred Horse of the Year at that awards dinner on Monday night. And, John, we've got some cowbreds going in the big races today. So why don't you mention those? We want to give good luck to those horses taking on the big boys.
For sure. How about trainer Aggie Ordonia? She has Almond Joy in the Grade 1 Beholder Mile today and Vodka Vodka in the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap. You've got Start the Ride, the cowbred taking on Open Company in the Grade 2 San Felipe Stakes. And even back east, Majestic Oops is at Oaklawn Park in the Grade 2 Azari taking on Nitrogen. So a lot of cowbreds and big races today. Good luck to all the connections. Well, let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, we were talking about our favorite Santa Anita handicaps in the first segment. Do you have a favorite big cap?
Well, I think all three that you guys mentioned are memorable to me. The Vigers one, of course, because, you know, that horse wasn't good for that long, but he was really as hot as any horse could be during that stretch in the winter there. And when he won the big cap, that was like the crown jewel. And then, of course, the 85 one, I remember because of what Bob said, it was a huge day at the track, over 85,000 people. It was actually the first one I got to write about in the newspaper for the Herald Examiner because I had just taken over as a racing writer. So, you know, Shoemaker breaking the record, his 11th big cap, going over $100 million in purse earnings. And then, of course, the martial law one. Jeff Siegel and Julio Canani were sitting right next to Jerry Annucci and I that day. And, you know, going crazy when the horse was going to win. Then as soon as the race ended, Julio, in his inimitable fashion, said, "I told you."
That's Julio in a nutshell right there.
Julio, no, you didn't. All I did is, like Bob said, all he did all week was saying, "I don't know why we're running. We have no chance, blah, 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 blah." So it was hilarious.
Great memories. Well, listen, we talked about a wide-open Santa Anita handicap. We've got a prohibitive favorite in the San Felipe with a comebacking Brandt for Bob Baffert. Is it as simple as Brandt, or how do you see the San Felipe?
Well, I actually picked So Happy. I know he's trying something new. He's going two turns today. But the way he won the 7/8 race, I don't see any reason why he won't stretch out. I thought he won very comfortably. I thought he was going away at the finish, and I think he'll stretch out. Brandt, I have my suspicions about him really being a two-turn horse. I mean, he ran okay in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but, you know, he's been most effective around one turn. And then the horse I thought at a price that might have a look is Secured Freedom. I thought he ran better than looked last time. He actually galloped out in front of the first two finishers in that race, Plutarch and Intrepido. He was very wide throughout, and I think more distance is going to help him. So I would go So Happy first, and then the price horse I'd take is Secured Freedom, and I'd take a shot against Brandt.
Well, Bob Ike, let's see if we can get a little Julio Canani pick out of Bob Mazursky today.
Yeah, Bob, I'm going to go to so many. We've watched so many big caps together in the press box, so many great memories. Before I was up there, but I know a horse that was really, really good to you guys was Bates Motel, who won the 83 big cap. And then in 87, you and I had a difference of opinion. I, for some reason, liked Broadbrush. I think the Sheets liked him, and you didn't. It was a very tight photo finish. The nose bob went my way that day. So just some great memories, Bob.
No, absolutely. Yeah, those were some good ones. And I remember the Bates Motel day is, when he was a maiden, he ran third at 80-1 or something. And the guy, it was a guy named Biff Elliott, the late Biff Elliott, who was a radio reporter. And he got so excited, he kicked over a bookcase that was sitting in the underneath him. He was in the top row of the press box, and he kicked over this bookcase, and it fell right on the late Alex Kahn, who was a writer for the UPI. So needless to say, there were some curse words exchanged between those two.
Great time, Bob. Hey, you gave us a radio winner last week in Dakota's Shadow. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, she got bet down a lot more than I thought she would. I knew the morning line was wrong, but I didn't think she'd get bet that much. I'm going to go to the second race. I like the old pro Red Flag. The race sets up very well for him. He likes this track. I think he can run these down late. So let's get some early money, hopefully, on number 6, Red Flag, in race 2.
So it's the second race at Santa Anita, number 6, Red Flag, 5-2 on the morning line. That's for Bob Mazursky. Well, we won't knock anything over in the press box today, Bob. Let's be careful, and let's cash some tickets. We'll see you out there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Take care.
That was Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Let's head out to Las Vegas and touch base with Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Bruce, good morning. And like we were asking everybody else, you've been around a while. Do you have a favorite big cap?
I have been around a while. Thanks for that. Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. I would say the 1982, though, to me was the standout. John Henry and Perot coming down the lane. I have never seen more commotion after a race. A huge crowd that day, and they ran together as a team down the lane. Pink Eye took the inside route. I believe John Henry was in the middle of the track, and they kind of drifted out together at the wire. It was a great stretch run. I don't really know that Perot ever bothered him that much. They just sort of drifted out, but they DQ'd that day. They put the popular horse up. John Henry got the win. And the inquiry took forever, and there was so much debate among the crowd. I just thought, for excitement and just for the atmosphere that day, I thought that was the best big cap I've ever attended.
Boy, they were, and those are guys riding to win. You watched that race, and they left it all on the racetrack. That was a terrific version of the Big Cap. Well, we want you to look at another Grade One race today, and that's the Beholder Mile. And like the San Felipe, Bob Baffert has got a prohibitive favorite, and that's Splendora. Now, you know, she won the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, but that's at Del Mar. And I always thought she was better at Del Mar. She looks like the dominant filly here. Can you beat her?
And another question mark. I don't know that you can. I still think she might be a better 7/8 horse than going to a mile, but she's certainly no chump when she goes a mile. She's the class of the field. She comes off a 7/8 win here in the D-Wayne Lucas. It's going to be extremely tough to beat her. I'll put her on top. There's one horse who's just nagging me a little bit here that I got to use, and that's Simply Joking. I remember her early on in her 2- and 3-year-old campaign as a very good filly at the fairgrounds and at Oaklawn. She showed some signs of life in her last two starts. In her last start, she ran on a dead rail on opening day at Santa Anita and ran third to Usha. That was a very, very good race. She did miss the D-Wayne Lucas race and skip that one to go a mile here. I think if she turns back the clock a little, maybe she's back on her game. She might rate a look here against Splendora. But I have to put Splendora on top, but I'm going to definitely use Simply Joking as a backup.
Bob Ike, what do you got for Bruce Finkelstein?
Yeah, Bruce, you usually give us two radio plays. I'll get the first one, and then let's also find out what you've got available today at betonbruce.com.
Let's go to, why don't we go to Gulfstream Park? There's a couple of feature races there. I'm going to go with the 5/8 race on the turf. The 7th race is the Silks Run. And I think there's a very interesting play here on the turn back, and that's the 5-horse Classic of Course. He ran 4th on the Sunshine Turfs on Pegasus Day, and I thought he didn't do too badly. That was kind of a slow-paced race, and he showed some good life to finish 4th that day. Here's the thing. He does shorten up from route races into a 5/8 race on the grass. His last win, though, was a one-turn mile here in November. He does have a stakes win over this turf course. He's putting the blinkers on. I saw a couple of workouts on First TV without the blinkers. He looked very good in a couple of works, and I did not see the March 1st bullet workout at 3 furlongs. I'm assuming that was with the blinkers on. He might just love this, the fast tempo, the shorter pace. He certainly likes the track. Worth a look here. Race 7, the 5, Classic, of course, at 15-1 on the morning line.
Well, that'll work. Race number 7 at Gulfstream Park, number 5, Classic, of course, 15-1. That's for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, did you want to come out to Santa Anita for a play?
Yeah, let's go to the 11th race. And let me preface this by saying I am Mirko DeMuro's biggest fan. I think he is phenomenal. I think he has just been in a revelation, and he's improved so quickly here. However, his best moment wasn't on the 9-horse King of Dragons last race. I don't know what was up this day, but he was second off a layoff. He showed a good layoff race at Del Mar off a 9-month hiatus, and he was 5-2 last time out. First off, I thought he kind of checked him right at the start. He was down in his mouth with the reins. The horse threw his head up at the break. He was kind of far back the first part. Then he wanted to make a couple of runs, and every time this horse wanted to make a run, Mirko put the brakes on him. He gave him a little bit of a tap just past the quarter pole when he was kind of far back and didn't ride him at all down the lane. I mean, we're not talking about the stick. It wasn't even a vigorous hand ride. It's almost like there was a no try. I don't know what was up that day, but I would definitely give this horse a buy for that last effort. He has Hector Berrios today. His best race could beat these in the last race, the 11th race. I like the 9, King of Dragons at 7-2.
11th race at Santa Anita, number 9, King of Dragons for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, real quick, what do you have available today? And give us the website.
So it's the full card analysis at Santa Anita, the Big Cap card, all 11 races. Also, the last 6 races at Gulfstream Park with audio. And our second item is just the best bets, kind of concentrating on the late races at Santa Anita. Best bets, 4 of them, with audio at betonbruce.com.
Sounds good, Bruce. Best of luck today. We will talk to you next Saturday.
You guys have a great day. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to touch base with John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets, and we'll also see what Scott Shapiro has at ExpressBet. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app.
30.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because Twin Spires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. Twin Spires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the Twin Spires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby. And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linder with Bob Byatt. And Bob, there are still a couple of chances today to get qualified for next week's National Horse Players Championship. Let's get those out. They're both online.
Yeah, the NHC starts on Friday. That's at the Horseshoe Hotel in Vegas. Two qualifiers today online. The first one, $500 low ratio contest at horseplayers.com. That's open to all players. And then there's a second $210 buy-in tournament to players who have not yet qualified for the 2026 NHC. Also, horseplayers.com. And John, just a programming note, next Saturday we will be broadcasting live from the NHC ballroom there. So next Saturday's show comes to the listeners live from the NHC.
Well, let's hope when we read the leaderboard going into Saturday next week that we hear the name Bob Ike. We're going to wish you best of luck over there, Bob.
Sean, I'll be very, very happy to be in the top 10%. That would be huge.
All right, well, let's get you there. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. John, good morning. And one thing I wanted to talk to you about, on Thursday, Oakland Park ran one of those ratings handicap races where they have some ratings in, determined by Equibase, and they have a scale like 75 to 85 you can run. Well, there were six late scratches in their race on Thursday. Yesterday, they ran another race. Eight horses entered, three late scratches. That's nine late scratches in two races of these rating handicaps. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. It really is, because not only that, John, look who wins the races. Every race is won by some dominant short-priced horse. So obviously, who's ever entering in these races knows that they have the right horse. You know, it's this, whatever they're using, the formula, it's not working, in my opinion.
I agree. You look at these things, you enter blindly, you see you've got classified allowance horses against first condition allowance horses. It really isn't like the conditions you see in a condition book, and you don't know until you draw the entries, and all of a sudden you get a lot of horses get sick on race day. It's just funny how that works out. So it does
Everyone's running a fever on race day. You're right.
Yes. We'll see how this works out. We'll continue to follow it. It's not just Oakland. It's around the country. These races are popping up, and we'll monitor and see. You know, if the idea was to get bigger fields with equitable racing, so far it has not met the goal. Bob Ike, let's get a little handicapping out of John Hardoon.
Hey, good morning, John. We always get two radio plays from you, so I'll go ahead and get the first one.
Okay, so let's look at Aqueduct, ninth and final race today, and I love the number two horse in here, Porosity. This is a four-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice Barn, four career starts, and he's improved in each and every one of them. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Kendrick Carmouche aboard to ride. Number two, Porosity, wins today's ninth race at an Aqueduct.
Now, John, it's been a wet track at Aqueduct all week. What are the conditions today?
Well, it's going to be wet again, John. The track thawed out. You know, they had freezing temperatures for a month there, and then last week it warmed up. Today it's in the 40s, and it's been raining the last couple of days. So there's definitely moisture in that track.
Okay. We've been forewarned about the conditions at Aqueduct. Do you want to come out to California for your other play?
I do. I want to look at the San Felipe Stakes, and I love the number three horse in here, Secured Freedom. This is a three-year-old colt from the Tim Yachtin Barn. Three career starts. Each race is better than the previous one. Last time ran two turns for the first time at a mile. I think he's going to get better going the mile and the 16th. The price is ridiculous. 8-1, this is strictly a value play. Off the figures, he's as good as anyone else. Number three, Secured Freedom, upsets and wins this year's San Felipe Stakes.
So John Hardoon looking to beat the favorite Brandt with number three, Secured Freedom, in the eighth race today. That's the San Felipe Stakes. He's 8-1 on the program. John, what do you have available today? I know you do a lot of tracks. What do you got going today?
Three best plays is $10, full card $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections.
Excellent. Well, I know you did the work. We'll be following along. Let's cash some tickets, and we'll be texting back and forth with our post-race commentary as always.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well. And, Bob, good luck next week in the contest.
Thank you, John, and I want to be part of that text thread as well. You and I commiserate quite a bit through text, so I always appreciate those, John.
All right, guys, stay safe and be well. Thank you.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and another guy that we've been known to text from time to time, Scott Shapiro. And, Scott, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I don't know what you guys are talking about, commiserating. It's always positive text back and forth, like, great ride even though we didn't win, and what a performance, and, you know, what a effort in defeat, you know, right?
Yeah, those nose losses, you know, next time we'll get them. Don't worry about it.
Well, then you,
it's all part of the game, Bob, is what I say every time.
I don't think your phones are working right. That's not what I got on my phone. Scott, I know you've been busy. You've been following the Triple Crown Trail. And I wanted you to touch base on and take a look at the Tampa Bay Derby today. How do you see this race?
Well, this is a pretty strong race. We'll see if it turns out to be as strong as it looks going in. But we have not only We have a big name coming, making his first start of the year. That's further ado. This horse ran a hole in the wind two back at Keeneland, or two back, but that was in October. And then in late November, won the Kentucky Jockey Club in a little bit more workmanlike fashion. He's likely to be the favorite in here, but Canaletto is going to take a lot of money. A Chad Brown Firster that won by 8 lengths at a tricky one-turn mile distance at Gulfstream Park on debut. And then you have Power Shift, who debuted at Tampa on two turns and ran a heck of a race, basically running all the way around, or in the stretch drive, running all the way there with Emerging Market, who's a Chad Brown horse, also a firster that I believe is slated to go to the Louisiana Derby and probably be the favorite there. But Power Shift to me at 7-2 may be the bet in this race. I think all three of these horses have the upside. Little worried Canaletto gets a little overbet with that outside draw. And now stretching out the two turns, I think the trip's going to be a little less favorable. And outside of that, if you're looking to try to get someone into the mix underneath, maybe you could look at Talkin. Maybe you could look at Hulkamania or the Puma. Those are probably the three non-favorite types that I'd give a chance. But I'll go with Power Shift in the Tampa Bay Downs, or Tampa Bay Derby.
Well, Scott, I didn't ask John Herdoux, but I'm going to ask you, do you have a favorite Santa Anita handicap?
Yes, I had to actually go back because the interesting thing is, I mean, I think you guys talked about how it's played out historically, and the times I was there for it aren't quite as memorable as the ones you guys mentioned, just to be honest. But the 97 crop of Derby horses has always been special to me, really got me into the game more and more. And Freehouse beating Silver Charm in that race got the better trip, but just while I watched it back after a little while ago, and amazing the heart Silver Charm had as a racehorse. You know, you just don't see that all the time. You hardly ever do, and especially at that level. So really great race. Love those. Love that crop. Love that Freehouse as a racehorse, and enjoyed that one quite a bit.
I remember his owner, Trudy McCaffrey, flinging that program in the air after he hit the wire. That was pretty cool. It was pretty neat. That was a good crop of horses. Bob Ike, let's get a selection from Schaffer.
Shocker, you've been red hot. You gave us another one last week. That was at Gulfstream Park in the Devona Dale. She Be Smooth, $13.60. Let's keep up the roll. Where are we going to go today, my friend?
I hope so. We're going to go to Santa Anita Park for the awesome card out there for the big cap. And best of luck to everybody involved and those playing the Ultimate Betting Challenge. The Captain Shreve is the horse I like here. Race 6 kicks off the pick 6. For three-year-olds, and there's a number of first-time starters that are going to take some money. Civil Liberty might take some money out of the Grade 1 races off the layoff. But I think number 10, Crafton Shreve, is going to get the job done today. He's taking money in both starts. I know he went off at 5-1 in his debut, but that was he took more money early, ran a good second to the aforementioned Secured Freedom, and then came back. I thought he could have won maybe in that Potente race, but again, Potente will race in the San Felipe later today. So Captain Shreve, he gets a favorable outside draw on 6.5, in my opinion, and I think he's going to get the job done in his third start. So we'll go with number 10 at 5-1, Captain Shreve, in race 6 at Santa Anita.
So that's Santa Anita, race 6, number 10, Captain Shreve, 5-1 on the program. That's for Scott Shapiro. I think Scott's going for 4 straight on the show here, and none of them have been favorites. So, Scott, keep up the great work. We'll be watching and wagering, and we'll text those positive messages back and forth later on today.
I'm sure. Hopefully they'll be flowing back and forth, my friend. Good luck, guys.
That was Scott Shapiro. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we'll reach out to Toby Callett down in South Florida, and we'll find out what's going on at Los Alamitos. Some big racing this weekend. We'll touch base with Michael Rona. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on Angels Radio and on the Angels Radio app.
I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No sun.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
I don't hear Bob Ike. Well, I'll give them out. Then we got you
I'm
back,
here,
Bob.
John.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, great. How about
talking about the Simos sites? And if you can't be live on track today for the big cap, three options starting down in San Diego. Get up to the paddock on 5th. That's in the Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Working your way up north into Orange County. The OC Tavern's now open. 2369 South El Camino Real Road. That's in San Clemente. And then my favorite spot, the Derby Room at Fairplex. See Brandon and Monica. Tell them you heard about it right here. And three great opportunities if you can't be on track today, John.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Let's go ahead and bring in Toby Kell from South Florida. And Toby, with everything else going on, including the 11 races and the 12 o'clock first post time at Santa Anita, we still have the Coast to Coast Pick 5, and it does include a couple races today from your home grounds there at Gulfstream Park. Races 7 and 10 are part of the sequence today. So wanted to see if you have an opinion on either and or both of those Gulfstream Park races today.
Well, unless I get different orders from headquarters, you know where I'm going to go. It'll be the 7th race from Gulfstream. It's the first of the two Gulfstream races. In here, I prefer the 3 litigation. Main rival to me looks like the 1 Reza Rolex. Please bear in mind that the trainer of the 1 Reza Rolex also supplemented the 7 Amen into this race. Amon hasn't been very sharp of late, but he loves this course, and he's coming around. He's a possible upsetter. So on 3-1, maybe take a peek at the 7 if you want to play some gimmicks. The 10th race, I like the 9. Excuse me one second here. Kentucky Belle, Brad Cox trainee, Edgard Zayas takes the call. I think she should get the job done. Main rival is the 2 of Flame. We'll look at the 4. Call the Bullpen, and the 6, Call Me Precious. 9-2-4-6 to get all the sticks in the 10th at Gulfstream Park.
Well, that's excellent. We got a couple plays for that coast-to-coast pick 5. Take a look at Litigation in race number 7. That's the 3-horse. And in the 10th race, number 9, Kentucky Belle, a nice 6-1. That would help the payoff. Toby, thanks so much. And conditions for racing today at Gulfstream Park?
Fast and firm, Chamber of Commerce.
All right. Well, let's cash some tickets, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Good luck to you guys as well.
That was Toby Kellett from South Florida. And let's get over to Los Alamitos, talk to Michael Rona. Michael, it was a quiet weekend as far as stakes last weekend, but you guys are hitting the road and running this week. And starting with tonight, you've got trials for the Los Alamitos Oaks.
Yes, that's exactly right. Big weekend. John, good morning to you. Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks trials tonight at 400 yards. 3 of them, races 6, 7, and 8. The opening trial headed by Walk When I Walk, number 8, a very good filly trained by Sergio Morfin. There's a newcomer from Texas and New Mexico and Oklahoma, well-traveled, lightly-raced filly called Where Is Queen Bee in gate 7, has a bullet local work in preparation for her California debut. The second trial would be the marquee clash between number 1 Beautiful, 5 for 7 as the 2-year-old, including winning the Kindergarten Futurity, and Shiny New number 7, who's won 3 of her 4 starts, only defeat coming as favorite when third in the Ed Burke Million Futurity. And there's a newcomer into the barn of Eddie Willis heading the wagering in the final trial called Roost Tickle Knockout, weird name, number 3. But she brings good form and credentials to her Los Alamitos debut. So they are a few of the big names in the trials tonight.
Well, before I reach out to Bob Ike to try and get a play from you, just a real quick mention, the major race of the new year, the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship, is tomorrow night, Sunday at Los Al.
Yes, there are Grade 2 Derby trials tomorrow night, followed by the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Winter Championship. Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3 is the morning line favorite. He has won 6 of 7 at Los Al. Holy Pete is a very well-credentialed newcomer to California. Mid-pack in the All-American Derby in New Mexico, won by FDD Dreams, the subsequent Champion of Champions winner, and also beaten ahead in the Grade 1 Texas Classic Derby. So they're the top 2 for tomorrow night's race, numbers 9 and 3. Quick mention, John, that London Toby was being considered for the race. He won it 2 years ago. It's just been announced that he has been retired. He's an 8-year-old now, had a stellar career. While battling various stomach ailments, he was a patient at the University of California, Davis, a couple of times, had a special diet, and was managed beautifully across his career by trainer Scott Willoughby for owner breeder Ed Allred. They've made the decision to retire London Toby at age 8.
Well, I know he's going to get a good home, and that's great to see. He was a terrific racehorse. Bob Ike, what do you have for Michael Rona?
Michael, quickly, how about a post time, and then let's get your radio play.
G'day, Bob. 6:10 for the first of 8 races this evening, and I'm looking at that second Oaks trial, which is race 7 tonight. Beautiful number 1 is the fractional morning line favorite, but I'm keen on Shiny New number 7 as the second wagering choice. If that holds, it'll be the first time in her career she has not been favored. Her comeback win off a lengthy layoff in an allowance a few weeks ago was powerful, really impressive. She's an exciting filly. She's drawn out wide, and she'll be very strong late. I think she's the one to beat in race 7, number 7.
That's the 7th race at Los Alamitos, number 7, Shiny New, 2-1 on the program. I'm looking forward to seeing her run, too. I thought she was terrific off the layoff. Michael, we'll let you get going. Enjoy it, and we'll be listening to you tonight.
Thanks, fellas. Hooroo.
Well, that was Michael Brunner from Los Alamitos. Bob, a lot going on today. Again, noon post time at Santa Anita today, 1 o'clock tomorrow with the daylight savings time. We've got to turn those clocks ahead. You're going to have Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow, and he'll do some recapping on what we saw today. Anything else you want to add, Bob, about the card today?
Yeah, just like before it was done, we'll both be on track. Let's enjoy it. Let's celebrate afterwards.
Sounds good to me. Want to wish everybody the best of luck, not only wagering, and enjoy the day. And let's hope those winds die down and we get a nice, smooth day today out at Santa Anita. We will see everybody out there. Best of luck. Enjoy the good racing. And we will talk to you next Saturday from Las Vegas, from the Horseshoe Hotel at the National Horse Players Championship. Best of luck.